You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast, as always, is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Greg, at one stage the S&P was going to be on its knees again, and then suddenly there were some soothing words from someone about something to do with Mr. Trump and trade wars. But more importantly, lots of results out from the JSE Securities Exchange listed entities. Number one, I think, is, now let's have a look at Tencent. We spoke about it earlier on, but Tencent, what happened to Naspers in the end?
Well, I mean, I think there is the story of the day. And I mean, the part of the story is the volume that went through of trade.
Yes.
We're talking 6.9 billion rands worth of shares in Naspers on a day where we did 24.5.
That's huge.
And it just shows the volatility. The share, obviously, super quiet ahead of the 10 cent numbers which were released after the close in Hong Kong. Initially, the share spiked very sharply higher, and then later on the day pulled back. By the end of the day, only down 36 rand. So, it's often happened when these results get released after the Hong Kong market is closed, we don't know how they're going to react. And very often we get it wrong. And so I think people are a little reticent to place any huge bets, and we'll have to see how it opens that side tomorrow.
Mm. Okay, well, let's put all this into context now. Give us the indexes, their performances, Greg, and then we can talk about individual stocks. And start with the banks, as always, please.
Sure, the banks down 1%, financials down 0.56, industrials up 0.10, retail is down 1.6, gold up 1.33, platinum is up 1/3, resources up 0.06. And the all share down 190 points, down 0.34%. We're back just above the 56,043. As I said, volume of 24.5 billion. That's a first sort of decent day away from the futures closeout, solidly above 20 there.
Yeah, you talked about the retailers going down, and retail trade sales growth eased to 0.2% year-on-year in March in South Africa from a 1.4% year-on-year upward movement in February. And it says here, this is from Investec, and continues to reflect a subdued consumer demand environment undermined by weak economic growth. On the other hand, of course, the confidence factor, Greg, which I've been talking about with other commentators today, may well come to the fore now that the election is out the way. And maybe people will go out there and start to spend. And also, don't forget, there's been no load shedding for, what, 5-6 weeks?
Yeah, I was talking to an analyst was giving us a talk this morning. And said that the retail numbers were slightly better, but it came off such a low base. But certainly, the whole of April, then you had all those public holidays where people could have gone to the shops. So you probably find there'll be improvement. As you say, certainly, there's an optimistic feel now that the election's behind us and there were no really big shocks there. More or less as forecast, really. And I think reason to be optimistic, and perhaps we've seen the worst on these retailers.
Naspers, we were talking about down 1.1% to 3,314 rand per share, Greg. That dragged the indexes down, but the all share are closing down. What was it you said? Around about 0.33% at the end of the day.
0.34.
Yeah. And other ones? Let's have a look at Spar. We spoke about Spar this morning, and I've spoken to Graham O'Connor, the CEO of Spar. You can get that on sharenet.co.za and also strictlypodcast.com. He's a good CEO. I really like him. I like the way he's...
I'll listen to that, yeah.
I like the way he sort of conducts himself. But what did Spar do?
Yeah, Spar up in the day up 0.1%, 21 cents up 198 rand. So it actually midday it was around 190. So it did sort of catch a big buying wave, probably as the US markets opened, perhaps some foreign investors coming in there.
Yeah, it was about 2% down on the opening, I think, after those numbers.
Seen a low of 190. So initially pulled back, and then I think presentations, people listening to the CEOs talking. Bought some buyers back in.
Yeah, and as I've said to, again, another couple of commentators, notably Wayne McCurry, you can listen to Wayne McCurry on Wayne on Wednesday, by the way, on those same websites that I've just been speaking about.
Wednesday.
Prospects, yeah. The prospect statement from Spar was the first time in many, many months that I've seen a company on the JSE, listed on the JSE, saying, okay, prospects, we think things are going to improve, whereas normally we expect things to get worse before they get better, that sort of thing. So suddenly, maybe there's something to be said for South African domestic stocks.
Yes, I was saying we had an analyst presentation this morning, Russell Lamberti from ETM Analytics. He was, you know, he'd kind of been known to be a little bit too negative on South Africa. But what his point was, he said, don't forget, there's still going to be some big opportunities to make a lot of money. And so, you know, you can get a blinker think, well, you know, the Eskom debt is now at $500 billion. If you're looking for very negative stories, there's plenty of out there and they do get magnified. But if you're patient and look for opportunities, something like Spar, these retailers have been knocked back a long way. I would look at Pep, I would look at Willys. There's still opportunity to make some decent returns this year.
Okay, on the upside, we've got RCL up 3.4%. That's the old Rainbow Chickens. Rennet up 2.8%. South 32, 2.5% better. Hyprop 2.2% to the good. Anglo Gold Ashanti 2.1% higher. Greg, again, as I always ask you, any stories within a story?
Can I go slightly off script here?
Yes, you can.
And, it's quite interesting what happened today. There's a share called Aspen. It's obviously made a few headlines and missed a few earnings.
Well, I've heard of Aspen,
actually,
yes.
You know, fallen angel from sort of 260 Rand. And sort of the main sort of story running in the background the last couple of weeks has been the sale of this infant formula business. And the whole morning, the share was under big pressure. At one stage, down 5 or 6%. So beginning of the day, 102 rand. By mid-morning, 95 rand. Then it happened at 2 o'clock sharp. A story appears on Bloomberg.
Yeah.
And it says, Aspen Holdings Limited is set to meet a self-imposed deadline to close the sale of its infant formula business by the end of the month after the deal was approved by the New Zealand regulator. A person with knowledge of the matter said.
Someone familiar with the matter.
But of course, there's no stock exchange JSE Sense announcement. So I rang the Sense department of the JSE.
Oh, Mr. Yeah?
Davies, we will investigate and come back to you. Then I rang Aspen in Durban. And they said they're aware of the story. They've got no comments. And if there's something that they really want to say, they'll say it on Sense. So the shares spiked on the news and then started to fall back because what the market was saying is, this story is on Bloomberg and a very, very trusted, you know, information source.
Oh, yeah.
They double check everything, but there's no Sense announcement. So, you know, fund managers can't go rushing into a meeting and say, guys, let's have a look at Aspen now when there's no actual Sense announcement. So, they're, you know, between the JSC and Aspen, they need to just tighten things up a little bit there.
I know people at Aspen. I will also investigate that on your behalf, Greg, because I do sense that with the sort of, I can't see you, but you sound quite animated about the movements today. It sounds as though you might have a position.
You know, very often you get out of jail free card when you ever played Monopoly. I had one of those today.
Very good.
Because at 95 Rand, I was sweating, and then it jumped up to 103. And a small profit and off to the pub.
Great day in the morning. Greg Distel on the downside, Netcare down 3.5%, PSG down 3.3%, Ital Tile down 3%. Nothing there,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, speaking
apart from Netcare, of course, which is on the downside or the upside list every single day.
The poor Netcare shareholders, which I know a few, you're not going to have a happy evening. Talking to some guys at PSG, some brokers are sort of on the ground, you know, more on the broking side, saying they're experiencing some terms of trading, very, very quiet, not seeing a lot of volume. But I suppose PSG just a proxy really for Capitec at this point. Capitec down nearly 1%, down 13 Rand today.
Greg, let's have a look at the spot prices, the currencies, etc. Let me have a look at this now, if I can. Let's go. Okay, dollar rand, nice and strong actually, 14.18, British pound against the rand 18.26, and the euro rand 15.89, with the euro dollar 1.12 exactly. On the gold price, we've got a dollar fall to 12.96, platinum is down nearly 9 to 8.47, and the palladium price barely changed at $13.34 per ounce. Brent crude oil spiking, $72.34 per barrel. Just give us the live updates, please, if you would, on the international markets, the Dow Jones and the FTSE.
Yes, a Dow up at the moment, up 108. The FTSE up 41 points. So some solid gains. Let's just hope we can build on that. Just sort of saw something flash on the screen saying Mr. Trump might sort of step back from one of the tariffs on the auto side. But it's just a headline really. So maybe that'll give the market some comfort.
Greg Davies, thanks very much for your analysis. As always, that was the 5 o'clock shadow. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with ShareNet.co.za.